Thank you, sir. Thank you, Richie. Afternoon, everybody. My research title explored the effects of targeted reductions of patrol dosage on crime victimisation and costs in nighttime economy hotspots. It was a phase one trial titled Operation Redlman. As the boss covered before, Liverpool City Centre has an average footfall of 180,000 nighttime economy revellers every weekend, so it's a significant policing operation. In 2016, it was awarded a purple flag and recognised for providing a vibrant mix of entertainment whilst promoting safety. But unfortunately, like most large city centres, it does suffer from a large number of often alcohol-related crime and disorder. The previous operation prior to this trial was called Operation City Plan, and that involved the deployment of approximately 40 officers per night between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. every Friday and Saturday evening. Since 2010, Merseyside Police has seen a reduction in 1,000 frontline officers. But we commenced the new functional policing model in February 2017. With less resource, the numbers that we deployed to the City Plan operation were no longer sustainable. Just briefly, my research questions looked at, can nighttime economy patrol dosage be reduced by switching from a flooded random patrol strategy to a targeted hotspots patrol? Will the targeted patrol strategy reduce costs of policing the nighttime economy? And could this hotspot study be implemented with enough precision to deliver targeted dosage levels? I wanted to challenge traditional hotspot experiments by testing whether deploying a reduced number of officers into nighttime economy areas focused on targeted dosage and a power few of high harm hotspots would impact on crime volume and crime harm. And if that crime volume and harm reduced or stayed the same, could some of those officers that we deployed to the operation be redeployed away from the city centre and back out into the wider communities to police often high harm organised crime group related firearm disruption plans? Hotspots have been described in various ways by a number of criminologists, but in short, most recent theories look at the criminal characteristics of a small geographical place that exhibits much higher levels of crime in contrast to the surrounding areas. So Mr. Sherman and his colleagues in 1989 defined such a place as a fixed physical environment that can be seen completely and simultaneously, at least on its surface, by one's naked eye. In layperson's terms, what that means is a police officer deployed to a micro-location should be able to view every incident that may occur within their line of sight. And likewise, any potential baddie should also be able to see the police officer. Okay, this slide is a straight lift from what was our operational order from the previous city plan. So, approximately 40 officers deployed every Friday and Saturday between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m, often led by an inspector out on the ground, and it involved zonal policing tactics across five large geographical areas. It employed a mixture of random foot and mobile patrol and also static flooding of areas such as Concert Square and Temple Court. I'll come back to those shortly. The map on the right, Zone 2, is the Temple Court area. It's a huge geographical area, and that area alone, within there are 87 licensed premises. There's a growing body of research that considers the amount of police presence at a hotspot, often referred to as dosage. COPA in 1995 sought to explore the relationship between patrol dosage and the length of time the area was crime-free thereafter. So he conducted analysis to ascertain how much time police should be spending at a hotspot. And he concluded that patrols appear to be most effective when they're between 13 and 15 minutes long. After the 15-minute period, the benefits of increasing deterrence decline. This concept is often referred to as the COPA curve. And in 2013, a previous Cambridge student called Nigel Goddard from PSNI implemented a randomised control trial in Belfast across three weekends. The trial was based on recommendations advocated by COPA, comparing 15-minute patrol dosage against static patrol at 10 nighttime economy hotspots. So my study built on Nigel's findings and his recommendations. Okay, for the literature buffs amongst us, I name the experiment Reddleman. So this was taken from Thomas Hardy's The Return of the Native, which was published in 1878. You've read that one, Richard?
Of course.
And this is when the Reddleman was first referred to. The Reddleman provided red ochre to farmers so that they could mark the rams' bellies in order to track ewes that they believed had been impregnated. Bit rude for a Tuesday afternoon, I grant you, but... So the ewes that showed signs of red paint on the rear were separated from the herd and tracked, and there was a very early realisation when I started this research that this study was all about tracking and implementation. So I conducted a 6-week phase one trial that concluded at the end of May. 10 hotspots were identified and paired into similar groups based on crime volume. And the operation ran between midnight and 4 a.m., which was our peak period for crime and disorder. Between 12 and 15 minutes worth of patrol dosage was provided in the 5 treatment hotspots by 1 sergeant and 3 constables. And the control groups received just the random patrolling via the wider, normal, traditional city plan operation, which again is around about 40 to 45 officers per night. I led the operation on each weekend via a tactical command centre and conducted 2 briefings per night to over 450 officers. So that was over the 6-week period. Officers were tracked via their airwave GPS signal, and that was backed up via live CCTV images into the tactical control room and also individual officer body-worn video. The implementation plan was strong and it delivered the objective. So the hotspots were paired based on crime volumes and the square meter area of each polygon. This data evidences the volume of nighttime economy related crime within each polygon during 2015. They were randomly separated into 2 groups, into treatment and control. So the treatment hotspots received the manipulated patrol dosage of about 15 minutes worth of policing, and that involved 4 officers rotating round the 5 hotspots. The control hotspots received normal city plan policing, and I didn't disclose where those areas were to the troops because it may have inadvertently caused them to change the way that they police these areas. All officers were made aware of the treatment areas in order to prevent breaches and keep the treatment areas as sterile as possible. And there was a real buy-in from officers to try something different within the nighttime economy operation. And surprisingly, it certainly surprised me, the number of patrol breaches during those sterile periods over the 6 weeks was none, it was 0. But after the experiment, what officers did feedback is that they bought into Reddleman tactics because they delivered the historical traditional city plan tactics for many years, and they fed back that they felt that their presence was having a minimal impact on recorded crime and disorder. In fact, in the 3 years prior to the trial, crime and disorder had increased slightly year on year over that 3-year period. This is a lifetime screenshot from our XC mapping IT system during Operation Reddleman. So this was what I was looking at in the tactical control room. And it shows the 4 Reddleman officers delivering their 15 minutes worth of patrol in Concert Square, which is the purple polygon. So hopefully you can see that. But importantly, it evidences that at this time, the other 4 other treatment areas are police free. You can also see the wider city plan resources providing the traditional random patrolling, but they are respecting the sterile areas. So the results. This data compares the 6-week 2016 Reddleman period to the same period in 2015. Remember, the treatment groups had 75% less policing and they're highlighted in red. In summary, virtually no difference in either group in comparison to the same period in 2015. I found this quite interesting because Concert Square almost became, and Temple Court almost became, a study within a study. Both locations in the city centre have a really high concentration of licensed premises, footfall, and they are consistently the two most violent nighttime economy hotspots in Merseyside. Our response over the last number of years has been to increase the number of static, highly visible officers during the hours of 11 at night and 5 in the morning. It's normal for both locations to be policed consistently by about at least 12 officers at any one time throughout the course of the historic city plan operation. So throughout the 6-week Redlman period, Temple Court, which was my control area, had officer presence for 92% of the 48-hour period, and that was multiple officers, between 12 and 15 officers at any one time. As opposed to Concert Square, which is my treatment hotspot, that had an officer presence for 26% of the time, and that was the 4 dosage officers who was delivering that for me. This data is based on the number of individual officer GPS 5-minute pings from the radio over the 6-week trial, and it provides a cost comparison between the treatment and the control groups. Overall, the treatment policing was 60% more cost effective. So looking specifically at the high demand areas of Concert Square and Temple Court, Concert Square was 78% more cost effective during that 6-week period. Okay, it was important that I also looked at crime harm as opposed to just the crime volume. So I applied the Cambridge Crime Harm Index to the analysis. Obviously you're all experts on that now for this morning. And this data shows that both the treatment and control areas show decreases in crime in comparison to last year, but they also show a decrease in crime harm as well. This focuses on Concert Square and Temple Court during the 6-week Redlman period. And again, it's looking at crime harm. Both areas saw a reduction in crime harm, but Concert Square saw the largest reduction despite only being policed for a quarter of the time. So in summary, the tactic of deploying a small number of officers for relatively short periods of time into micro high harm places evidenced no different to crime and disorder and crime harm in comparison to a random flooded patrolling tactic deploying significantly higher resources. So when the experiment came to an end, that triggered a significant review of what was the city plan operation, and it's now called Operation Redlman, which is something I'm very proud of. Research findings have resulted in a dosage pulse policing tactic now being deployed into the nighttime economy areas in high crime micro places, and that's resulted importantly in a significant reduction in the number of officers deployed into the city, which equates to over £1 million per year of police resource redeployed out of the city and back into the wider communities.